welcome to Ridgecrest Baptist. We thank you for listening. Now, here is this week's message.
The night when Jesus was born was a holy night. A night when we now look back and we celebrate the fact that our Lord Jesus Christ came to earth, the Savior of the world, to save the people from their sins, to come to the cross, and to lay down His life for us. When you look at Matthew and you look at Luke as they describe the birth of Jesus on earth, they represent a specific time in history. In fact, Luke tells us it was a time when Caesar Augustus was the emperor in Rome. But it speaks of a specific time. And it gives us a historical perspective to the birth of Jesus. But when you look into the book of John, which some scholars say may be the most profound book in the Bible, and certainly John 1 as the most profound chapter in the Bible, you see a different perspective of the birth of Christ on earth. John looks from the aspect and from the perspective of eternity. John comes and shared with us not a specific historical time, but in the beginning, he says, which says to us that when time began, Jesus already existed before the foundation of the world. In fact, the Bible tells us that Jesus is the one, literally, who created the world. The Bible tells us that everything that has been made and is being made and will be made is all for Jesus. John gives us that eternal perspective. And in that sense, John gives us a picture of Christmas from heaven's viewpoint, from heaven's perspective. I don't know if you've ever thought of that or not, but how did heaven look upon this birth in Bethlehem? How did heaven look upon all that was about to take place and all that did take place? We look at it from a historical viewpoint, but heaven looks at it from the eternal viewpoint, from the eternal perspective. Let me read the first five verses of John, the first chapter, to you. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. And through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, but the darkness has not understood it." I want to share with you three things concerning heaven's perspective concerning Christmas. And it all centers around Jesus, which I'm sure you would expect. But there are three things I want you to know. That Jesus, first of all, is heaven's language. Notice that the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." That word, Word, is capitalized, if you'll notice in the Scripture. It speaks of a person. It speaks of Jesus Christ and calls Him the Word, or Logos. The Word, any Word, is a vehicle of communication. Any Word gives us some understanding, communication into something. The Bible tells us that Jesus is the Word. He is the communication. He is the revelation. He is the revealer of God in the flesh. When God wanted to reveal Himself to man in the most full and complete way, they chose before the foundation of the world that He would reveal Himself through Jesus Christ, through the Word. It's very significant that you understand that. It's very significant that you see Jesus as the exact representation, as the exact picture, if you will, the exact really revealer of God himself. But notice it goes further, that the Word was with God. So not only did Jesus come to reveal, but there's also that picture of the Trinity there. He was with God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And it gives us a picture from heaven's perspective of the birth of Christ as the Trinity. That Jesus is more than just a revealer to us of God. He is also the picture for us that God is Trinity. God is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And that Jesus in the personality of God reveals to us He is the Word of God. But notice that the Bible also says that not only was the Word with God, but the Word was God. What is He saying there? He's saying and speaking about the deity of this child being born in Bethlehem. A miraculous birth. We talked about that last week. Born of a virgin. A miracle took place. And this child born in Bethlehem is God Himself. Not some second place God. Not some lower God on a Parthenon or a totem pole of gods, but He is God Himself, come to man to save the world from their sins. From heaven's perspective, Jesus is heaven's language. Second, Jesus is heaven's life. Now, I've changed these around, okay? The light's going to be the third one today. Jesus is heaven's life. Notice that verse 4 tells us that in Him was life, and that life was the light of man. What, from heaven's perspective, the birth of Jesus says to us is that God is saying to us, life is found in and through Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus said as much. Jesus reminded us in John 14. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through me. Jesus reminded us there that if you're going to know life as God intends for you to have, if you're going to have more than just an existence, if you're going to have more than just breathing and going through the motions of life, if you're going to have any sense of purpose, any sense of understanding about what life is about, if you're going to have any sense of being able to accomplish the goals and the purposes that God has for you, you're going to have to look through that child in Bethlehem, because in Him is life. In Him is life. There is life in no one else. There is no other way given under men by whereby we may be saved, the book of Acts tells us, than through Jesus Christ. Now, I know that there are those out in the world who say there are many ways to heaven. I'm sad to say they're mistaken, because the Bible is clear that Jesus is the way. He is the life. He is the truth. It's in Him that we find life. John states that very clearly. In Him, in this Word, there's life. Jesus is heaven's life. Now that says something else to me. That everything about life not only centers around Jesus, but everything in life is for us to bring glory and to point people and to point life to Jesus, because He is life. He is the source of our life. He is the sustainer of our life. He is the only hope of real life. And yet Jesus said, I am come that ye might have life, and that
more abundantly, if you use the King James Version, or add that to the full, if you use the NIV. Both means the same, that you might have the fullness and the completeness of life that God intends for you to have. Jesus is heaven's life. And then Jesus is heaven's light. Notice that it says there in verse 4 as well, that in Him was life, and that that life was the light of men, and that that light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Let me tell you something. The Bible tells us that if there's any illumination about the things of this world, if there's any real illumination or understanding about what life is all about, it's in the one who gives us the light. Jesus is heaven's light. The Bible tells us in a couple of places, in fact, Jesus states it himself. He says, I am the light of the world. But then he turns around and says to his disciples, to those who have trusted in him, to those who follow him, you are the light of the world. And as we gather here today and we look at the birth of Christ on this earth from heaven's point of view, from heaven's perspective, we see light coming in a dark world. That is the significance of this star. That is the significance of Jesus being born at night. That is the significance of the angels appearing to the shepherds, and of the glory being shining throughout. That is the significance in the fact that Jesus is the light. You know, I never really understood, and neither have you, never really understood about life until Jesus revealed that to me. When one day I prayed, I asked Him to forgive me of my sin and come into my life. And at that moment, it's like a light bulb came on. You know what I'm talking about? The guilt of my sin was lifted off of me. There was a renewed joy that came into my life. There was that presence of God that was so real and is so real, because I knew that Jesus had saved me from my sins. I was forgiven. I had a new slate, clean slate. And I had a friend who sticks closer than a brother in Jesus Christ to walk with me, not only through this life. He set the example. He lived the life on this earth without sin. Not only did He set the example, but He went to the cross for me. And praise God, He was raised on the third day. And because He lives, I live. And because He lives, you live. As you put your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ. And therefore, not only do we look at Jesus as heaven's light, because Jesus is within us, we too are light. We too are lights. I have a couple of men that I'm going to ask to come down at this time. Most of you have one of these in your hands already. These men are going to come and share with you their light. But it's not really their light. It's the light of Jesus. And as they do so, I want you to reflect upon the truth that you, in Christ, you are the light. And in the silent night, let's lift up the light of Jesus.
We hope this message will help you in your spiritual walk and growth. For more about Ridgecrest, please visit us on the web at www.rbc-tuscaloosa.com. Have a great day, and God bless.